I don't know about you, but I'm probably not as good at multitasking as I thought I was. So in my previous recording, when I really wanted to review the handheld crimp sealer that the bag broker is selling online and that I've got here to test and evaluate, I was also cupping at the same time. And although cupping and bagging beans and hot sealing them is probably related, I feel that I should give this handheld crimp sealer a bit more attention and just run through all its capacity and what it can do a little bit more in detail. So this recording is purely for the bag broker's hot sealer that seals all the coffee bags and in fact other bags as well, but we're concentrating on coffee here. So what I want to do is, and I'm well prepared now, I've got all my bags that I've used before. I've used different bags just to see how well it performs with a craft bag, with a plastic bag, with a bag that's got a wider area to bag and a skinnier one. So you know there are different coffee bags around. There are skinnier ones, there are larger ones. We're talking here about bags that actually take 250 grams of coffee, but even they come in different sizes, different shapes. Some stand, some lie, some have got another kind of sealer that you can do, but you always need to hot seal bags as well to keep them fresh. And they've all got a one-way valve, which is very important, so the freshly roasted coffee can degas, but no air can come in. Air, really, the enemy of the coffee bean, of any coffee. No air is allowed to touch it until you grind the beans and then, of course, prepare your coffee immediately. So, got this handheld crimp sealer here in front of me, plugged it in, switched it on at the wall, and then you've got a switch, like a dimmer switch, if you want, if I can explain this well, that you just turn and the red light comes on the handheld crimp sealer. And this is where you dictate the temperature you want your element to reach. Now, in my previous recording, I've just turned it on full whack and I waited until, I wanted to time how long it took for that element to be hot enough to seal a bag. So it took 7 minutes and 50 seconds. So that was really great. Now, the different bags I've got here. First of all, the element of the surface area, the length of it is 15 centimeters, 6 inches. So that's as long as it is. So that should be the width of your bag, and smaller ones as well, of course. The width itself of the crimp, the hot area, so it was 15 long, and it's exactly 1.5 centimeters wide. So that's plenty enough surface to hot seal your bags. I've got bags here. I've got a plastic bag here, which the width of it is 16 centimeters. So that'll just fit in well, because if the edges, which are actually already kind of tightly sealed, if they don't go under the hot seal, that's fine. So the surface area that you need is actually 14.5 centimeters, so that's great. Then I've got a long skinny one, which is 8 centimeters in width. Then I've got another stand-up pouch, which is a great pouch. It's a craft pouch, and that is 11 centimeters wide. And another one, which doesn't stand as well, but it's also a good smaller sized craft bag, again takes 250 grams of coffee, that's 13 centimeters. So all these work perfectly well. I've done live in my previous recording, you might have caught that, the plastic one, the black plastic one, which I just held that crimp sealer too long and it was very hot. On the dial, I should have gone back a little bit just to gauge what temperature the heating element should be. For plastic, it's a little bit different than for the craft. The craft can take a bit more heat, but the plastic melted a bit. So that was my fault entirely, but it's also a matter of judgment. So this was live for the first time that I used it. So I should be forgiven, I should forgive myself, and I hope you'll forgive me for not having done it justice. So here again, this recording will do it total justice, because I've got another bag here and I'm gonna do this live. It's a skinny one, the one that only has 8 centimeters, if my memory serves me, 8 centimeters in width. And so it's a long skinny one. So if I place this in the heating element and then with my hands, just close it down and hold it a few seconds, that's it. So that's all it takes, and it's perfectly sealed. So you've got little grooves that it does, because the heat element, the one that gets hot, the two that the same on the top and on the back, it's like a little mouth that closes, if that makes sense, and then you just push it together. So that's got little grooves. So it seals it perfectly. So we got that out of the way. I just wanted to make good the fact that I didn't really do it as much justice as I should have done in my previous recording. But hey, that's what happens when you do things live. And it was actually good. It was a learning curve. Like for everything, you need to learn. And you only learn by doing things and learning from your mistakes. So that shall not happen again. If you've got a plastic one, turn the temperature down a bit more. For the craft bags, it can take a bit more heat. And so you hold it together longer. So that's it. I mean, it's a fabulous little tool. So if you are an artisan roaster, if you are a home roaster, I would really recommend that you do seal your bags properly. Obviously, artisan roasters know that. I'm not talking to them. Now I'm talking to the home roaster or the person who maybe knows a little less about coffee. It is really important to hot seal your bags and to seal them. So, of course, once you open your bag, I'm not suggesting you should hot seal it again and again, but there are other clips that you can get to just keep your bag nicely sealed away from enemy number one to coffee, which is air. So if you have a bag that also has a clip that just kind of... self-sealing. There are bags that have got self-sealing mechanism on top, so that's quite good. So make sure if you buy freshly roasted coffee, it's hot sealed first. If you're at home roasting your own, make sure you got good bags, and make sure that you hot seal it. So this is Coffee Mumbo Jumbo signing out, and very happy with the Bag Broker's handheld crimp sealer. It's a great addition to any coffee enthusiasts, and of course their bags are second to none. They're really great as well. They've got a big variety. Just go on their website, www.thebagbroker.co.uk, and you know that from here, from Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, you will always get an unbiased, a fair assessment of things, because I just like to see what all the paraphernalia that is available to us coffee enthusiasts is out there. So, as I said, check them out, and this is it. Well impressed with the handheld crimp sealer.